All queued up for your listening pleasure is Brooklyn Funk Essentials from their new album, Stay Good. We're going to listen to Miss Mess. are tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
Where we present the artists of today. Up first, Mark Wade Trio. His new album's called True Stories, and we'll check into the track In the Market. Then Les Horizons. The album is called Home, and we'll check into the track Burkon. Let's get this set started.
Thank you.
it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Aaron Basil from his album Aesthetic. We are going to check into the track Increase and Persist.
Next is Alison Crockett. The album's called Echoes of an Era Redux. We'll check into the flirty Them Their Eyes.
First time I looked into them their eyes, you have a certain way, a cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no darling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them their eyes. You better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, in a whole lot of trouble. Ooh, baby, them there right. love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain way, a cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, oh, they make me feel so blue. No, darling, oh, darling, I've been falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them their eyes. You better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Ooh, baby, them their eyes. Ooh, baby, them their eyes. Ooh, baby, them their
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. On most days, Rodney Cook Senior Park in Atlanta is alive with kids playing on the playground, teenagers shooting hoops, and families strolling around gardens and fountains. But during a heavy storm, the park fills with water, exactly as it was designed to do.
When there are major storms that occur, the park basically acts as a saucer.
Jay Wozniak is with the Trust for Public Land, which helped the city create Cook Park. It's in Vine City, a neighborhood that has long struggled with flooding, and it was built on the site of a flood that destroyed dozens of homes in 2002. The park includes ponds, wetlands, rain gardens, and an underground cistern that together can hold more water than 13 Olympic-sized swimming pools. When it rains, water flows in from the surrounding area through storm drains and underground pipes. Some of it then seeps into the soil, and most is slowly released back into the city's stormwater system.
That water ends up going away in a matter of 3 days, and you would never know that there was a flood event that occurred in that neighborhood.
So as climate change causes heavier rains, Cook Park helps keep the neighborhood dry, while also providing a beautiful space that people can enjoy.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You are listening to Modern Jazz Today, where we